Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Welcome to a very special episode of the N4G Radios. Because, well, who knows what's going to happen.
Because today we're going to learn about the dangers of drug use.
Dangers of drug use. I will tell you what not to use, and you will do it. But, Gamescom's heading off to E3 very soon.
Yeah.
And Wombat's heading off to the delivery room real soon.
Very soon.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our E3 prediction show.
Mm-hmm.
As well as our fondling show, which we'll have to get through fondling as quickly as possible, Jason.
It's going to be a quickie this week.
Okay, well, that's good. So, what, only 40 minutes?
Yeah.
And okay. That, my friend, is what she said.
Yeah, 40-minute quickie. All right. But in the room with us, we have Gamescon.
Greetings, programs.
We have K-Dub.
Hey.
And we have the Wombat.
Hey, in keeping with the tradition around the table.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
So let's see how quickly Gamescom can get through his fondling.
Okay, here it goes. On the iPhone, I played the original Final Fantasy. Crickets.
Okay.
It's good. I really like it. It's, you know, of course, it's the PSP version of the game, basically, ported over to iPhone. And the last time I played it, I didn't really know how to save my game. Well, I do now, so it's pretty easy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it quite a bit. Brings back some old retro memories. And I actually think the iPhone is a pretty nice way to play the game. I mean, it's smaller than a PSP. Doesn't take up as much room, and I take it everywhere with me because it's my phone. So it's pretty much the most convenient way to play Final Fantasy for me. That is
for you.
And, yeah, the graphics look fantastic.
How does it control? I mean, I know it's not a, you know, I know the Final Fantasy games aren't real, like, control heavy, but how does it control?
Yeah. It's the control is great for maneuvering in the overworld. My only slight complaint in the control is when you're in the battle system and you press the attack button, you have to press the attack button and then touch the particular enemy that you want to attack, and whereas like on a console version, you would press the attack button, and you know it would just like show up like an icon to one of the enemies, and then you could keep pressing the same button to initiate it. So the battles are, you know, you if you know what you're doing, you can make the battles extremely quick. You know, on a console version, whereas this version, it's a little bit longer because it forces you to actually touch each enemy that you want to attack. So that's a little slight annoyance, but it's all right in my opinion. But game looks great, sounds great, worth the $10 that it retails for on the iTunes or iPhone App Store. It's good. Yeah, that's why I've been playing on my iPhone this week. And on the PlayStation 3, played a game called Soldner X Final Prototype.
Part 2.
Part 2. Yes, Solner X2 final prototype. And let me just say this. This is probably one, probably my second favorite horizontal shooter. My favorite horizontal shooter of all time will probably always be Gradius 5, just because of the, you know, just the layout of the level designs and the craziness that ensues in that game. But this game is also really, really good. I enjoy it quite a bit. The visuals are, oh my god, they're flat out incredible. It just pops off screen. I mean, it's a great, great horizontal shooter. It's not quite as hardcore as most shooters. I've actually seen one of the two possible endings to the game. I saw the end credits, which is level four. No, not level four. It's a level five out of six. I'm getting confused. There's seven stages overall in the whole game, but only five of them can you play from the get-go. And I beat the fifth stage and saw the initial ending that's kind of a fake ending, but it still had an end credits attached to it. You have to actually find the hidden keys in all the first five stages in order to unlock stage six and seven. So I'm actually going to be trying to do that because I really want to go through the game. And I know that since I've beaten the fifth stage, I know that I could go through stage six and seven, because there's also these challenges that you can do. And when you do challenges, it actually unlocks extra credits for your game. And on top of that, when you get to a new stage, you can select that from the menu from the get-go. When if you do the start game, the single-player campaign, you can choose to actually begin the game in any stage that you've played previously. So you could choose to play it from stage five with all your credits. So it's actually a pretty easy to get into shooter that you don't have to begin from the very beginning every time that you play it, which is really good. It's good for the, a little bit more on the casual side, but with the, that hardcore shooter aesthetic attached to it. And, the music, oh my god, the music is incredible. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. The music is kind of like a mixture of techno and like new age.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's got this like almost like ethereal type of flavor to the music.
Flavor.
And I mean, the pyrotechnics, just the visuals of the game is really amazing. Another thing that I thought was really cool is that some of the stages, because it's 3D polygonal graphics put onto a 2D plane, so I guess you would consider it a 2.5D game. One of the things I really thought was cool is that you'll be side-scrolling in a stage, and then the whole stage will start twisting and turning to different perspectives. Even though you're still on a two-dimensional horizontal plane, they'll twist, like giving it more of a real world type of nuance to it. It's a bit disorienting if you have a lot of enemies on the screen and then all of a sudden the whole background starts twisting and turning. It's disorienting, and if you look at the background, you'll definitely probably end up getting hit and killed. But you just have to concentrate on the foreground, and it's got a pretty cool sensation to the game. It's pretty
accessible.
It's like the game
is purposely trying to distract
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I've been playing that. I also did a review of it that you can view right now at ZTGameDomain.com, or, if you will, ZTGD.com.
If you will.
If you will. And I've only played one other game besides those two games. So I've only played three games this week, so it's been kind of a dry week for me.
At least in the games department,
I picked
up. That's true.
Picked up, it was kind of an on a whim pickup. It was one of those compulsive buys, you know, where it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, because apparently everybody did that this week.
Not me. I didn't compulsively buy this week.
Well, this is what's cracking me up is two people on this show bought this game, and I was just shocked when I saw it.
Yeah. And that game, ladies and gentlemen, is Blur.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was like,
what
the hell?
I seem to recall a couple people on this show saying that it was terrible. I mean, I'm not hating because I didn't like it either, but...
I didn't say it was terrible. I actually kind of liked the demo. But,
I think it was probably just me that said it was terrible.
Was it just you that said it was terrible?
Yes. Because I don't think Justin
liked it either. I said it sucked ass.
Yeah, I remember you saying that the beta was terrible, so you bought it too?
Yeah. And, you know, truth be told, the beta didn't do the game justice, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it's a lot more fun than I actually made it out to be. And I should know better than to judge a game based on a demo or a beta anymore. It's sort of like watching a movie trailer saying, oh, that movie looks awesome. And then it sucks, like Paranormal Activity. So, I should know better.
And then it sucks, like specifically Paranormal Activity.
Hey, I'm still pissed about that stupid movie. That movie can suck it.
That movie can suck it.
That's what I said.
For those of you who don't know, Blur is a racing game that utilizes combat in a very similar fashion as Mario Kart. It's pretty much Mario Kart with real world cars and set in the real world. Lots and lots of neon.
Yeah, I do love the commercial, though, I will say.
The commercial is like one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yes. Where he says something like, shut up, Pinky, or something, when he punches the... Hey, racing's not about winning, it's about making new friends. Yeah. Shut up, Pinky!
It's great.
I love that commercial. But, the game is really fun. I really like it.
See, I'm just so shocked.
I'm shocked as well. I'm just as shocked as you are.
That's all right. It's not like I ever expect you to answer me when I post on your Facebook or your Twitter. Because I mean, I know you're too big.
Man.
Because I responded to you and I said, you bought Blur? And you know, it's been a week and a half and you've never responded to me.
It hasn't been a week and a half.
Well, it's been a while.
Well, I'll respond to you from now on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. See, it's not just the listeners that you ignore.
Yeah, if it makes anybody feel better, GamesCon ignores everybody.
Yeah.
unless you're from a competing podcast.
Yeah, then he's all up in that.
But another podcast. I shouldn't say competing because we're not really.
or if you're a chick.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
I should pretend to be a chick next time I post on his Facebook. I bet he gets back to me within like 10 seconds.
Yeah, I would guarantee it.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Whatever. Say, you want to get some coffee, baby?
Baby?
Man, you guys ought to quit, man.
Whoa, that was a cool sound.
Yeah. So, Justin, why do you think of Blur?
I like it, which is surprising for me in a racing game. It's really surprising.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's I don't know. The beta, like I said, didn't do it justice, and I had a whole spiel for this, and then I missed it. I totally forgot what I was going to say about it.
We need to play some multiplayer.
Yeah, multiplayer is definitely in the cards. You may want to continue until I get my thoughts straight.
Until he gets his bearings.
Zero Tolerance, what do you think of the game?
Well, I like it a little more now than I did then. And I think it's because when I played the multiplayer, it was like everybody knew what they were doing and everything seemed unbalanced. But I guess it's supposed to be unbalanced. But the single player, I'm really enjoying because of the diversity of like the races. Like, it's not just a race, kind of like Split Second.
Yeah.
Where you can do things like you have to do the fan targets and the fan runs. And it's basically based all on collecting fans.
So, okay, here's the important question, at least for me and for other people who probably won't buy either or both. Even though I know they're different, and Split Second's more like Burnout, and Blur's more like Mario Kart, which of the two combat racers do you buy if you're only going to buy one?
Ouch. If you're going to play online, I suggest Blur, because Blur's online is 100 times better than Split Second's.
If you're not going to play online, you say Split Second?
It depends.
Like I said, I know they're different. They're completely different. But just since they're both combat racers,
I would take difficulty into mind on this decision.
Well, yeah, because if you like I talked about Split Second, if you plan to be one of those people that has to win every race, you don't want to play plus Split Second. If you just want to play for fun and you don't care if you win, I would take Split Second over Blur as far as a single player game goes, maybe. Because of the set pieces, it's so much fun to blow up a dam and watch it destroy like 50 cars or whatever. But in Split Second, you're not going to win every race. In fact, you probably won't win most of the races because the AI is so unbalanced.
So good.
It's just rubber band. You could be winning the whole race, and then at the end of the race, you're going to lose.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, if that frustrates you, which it does a lot of people who are anal about getting first place and everything.
Right.
You're going to not have much fun with it. Whereas Blur, you can bump it down to easy, and, I mean, it still has rubber band AI, but it's not as bad.
Okay, yeah. I really haven't noticed any rubber band, but, again, that's probably because I have it on easy, because I don't play too many racing games, so, I don't know.
I'm really actually surprised, K-Dub, that I haven't heard more about Split Second from you, because as much as you were into Burnout, that's really what Split Second reminded me of. Just the demo is all I've played, but.
Yeah, and that kind of shocked myself, because I did get a chance to play it on, what was that, Friday, Ken? Mm-hmm. Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
And I tell you, I'm liking Blur a lot better. I mean,
really?
It's cool what you can do in Split Second, but it's hard. I mean, it's really hard. And
so the difficulty just kills it.
Yeah, for me anyway, because, it's supposed to be, like Burnout, and I got that from the demo. But I think the demo is enough for me, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah, which is odd.
I think, at least you don't have to see Killer Wolverine crashes over and over again.
Yeah, but don't lie, you missed that.
I do miss that. You know what's funny is I actually, I was contemplating what game I wanted to throw in just for, like, a little bit earlier. And one of the first games that popped in my mind was Burnout Revenge, which I still have and haven't played in forever.
Man, that's such a great game.
That is a great game.
I hope they if they do another one, it's like that. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, Burnout Paradise was good, but it's not Burnout. I want an actual Burnout where you just wreck the shit out of your cars.
Alrighty then.
No, I'm still shocked at myself that I'm liking Blur as much and not Split Second. I mean, I don't know what level you had it on, Ken, but I don't know. I don't see myself enjoying Split Second as much as I do Blur.
Split Second doesn't have difficulty levels, just so you know.
Oh, well, never mind. I would definitely not enjoy it as much as I do Blur. Because you can be a casual racer, who's not a huge fan of racers like myself, and sit back and enjoy it and play it on easy. Yeah, it won't give you much of a challenge, but, I mean, as you progress through the different stages, it'll get harder and harder, but, I think it's a solid all-around racer. And I thought it was kind of ridiculous at first, playing the beta, integrating Mario Kart-esque features into like a serious racing game, but it works. And all the other, like you said, all the other stuff you can do, it's a nice variety of stuff. Like destruction, there's a destruction mode where you only have one weapon. Well, I forget what it's called now, but you just
it's
have the one
pink darts of doom.
The pink darts,
the pink darts of doom.
Yes,
that's good. We'll use that. But you only have that to use, and you got to destroy as many cars as possible within a time limit. So it's got some cool little things, and of course, at the end of each stage, there's a one-on-one race, and you have to, I guess, I don't know if the word I would use is open, but you got to, I guess, get so many what they call lights to get to that race, and what the lights are is if you get first place, you get 5 lights. If you get second place, 4 lights. If you third place, you get 3 lights, and after that, you don't get any. And if you get your requirement of friends, you get a light for that. And if you go through what is that called, Ken? The friend gates. What is that called?
That's a fan run, isn't it?
Fan run. If you get through all 12 of those gates, you get a light for that. So you unlock enough lights, you open up the one-on-one race, which I noticed that once you get ahead of him or her or whoever you're racing, they really fall behind a lot. Now, I don't know how that is playing on medium, but on easy, when you get the lead, you stick with the lead. So, I don't know, but it's fun. I can't believe I'm saying it. It's fun. I like it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been really enjoying it as well. Lure is one of those type of games that, you know, if it was like an actual video arcade like 10 years ago or something like that, oh, man, it would mop the floor with other arcade racers.
I'm just so shocked because I don't know what possessed either one of you to buy it. Because, like, nobody had talked about the game up to this point other than the beta, and I hate it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't buy it. That's the thing is I got it for review, but it was just so funny to me. It's like, oh, look, Jason's playing Blur. Oh, look, Justin's playing Blur. What the hell?
I don't know. It's me personally, I guess I'm trying to, in my old age, trying to diversify my gaming.
Oh, yes, with your gray hairs and your walkers.
You know, I was about ready to say pretty much the same thing. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I was actually almost about ready to buy the World Cup South America game.
Why, did you read my review?
Yeah, I read your review.
Diversify your bonds.
Well, the one thing that made me kind of angry, and this is my fault entirely, so I can't fault the game, is... excuse me, I found myself, once I get in first place, it's hard to get the fans because there's no one to destroy, and so you just pretty much just race until the end. So if you get in first place and you, like, if the fan goal is 1,200 fans and you're stuck at 800, you might want to drop back a couple spaces just so you can earn more fans. So that's again, my fault, not the game's fault. So I don't know. I don't really know too many problems with the game. Of course, I really haven't been looking for them, tell you the truth. So,
yeah, it's like the fans that you obtain when you race in each race is they're basically the equivalent of experience points. So it's like experience points, and then you go up a level, a new level.
Right.
So.
And I personally haven't done this, but I like the challenges. Ken sent me one on Friday just to see what it's about. And you do one thing, and if you think that your friends can't do it, you can challenge them. And if they beat you, you can re-challenge the person who sent you that challenge. So that's kind of
interesting.
Cool. I like the challenges. And I think you can attempt it as many times as you can. When I first attempted Ken's challenge, I totally failed. I totally just bombed it, and then second time I got it, so I sent that challenge back to him to see if he can beat it. So challenges are a good touch; keeps it fresh.
So fresh and so clean.
Not so much clean, just fresh.
By the way, I posted the N4G podcast thing.
Yeah, I know. I went on to post it and saw that you had already posted it.
Get your tweets in.
Stole my thunder.
I stole your chocolate thunder.
Yep.
So Blur is gone from zero to hero. What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up?
Just goes to show you what they always say about judging a book by its beta.
Oh!
Guess it doesn't really apply here.
It doesn't roll off the tongue it quite doesn't. As well.
It doesn't.
That's what she said.
Oh!
Alright, so do you have anything else, Gambus? Because 3 games in 25 minutes.
Hey, yeah, that's better than usual.
This is true.
Future Fondling, more Blur, I need a play and review, 3D.GameHeroes and Monster Hunter Try.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yeah, try to have that review by this week.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I see what you
did
there.
The try pun.
Did you see what Altus just posted for us? Did you look at that?
No.
Yeah, you might go look at that.
I see, I'm looking at Twitter right now, and I do see that he just posted something.
Yeah, that's for you, Jason.
Nice! Holy cow.
So, future fondling, Jason?
He just did it.
Never mind. That picture confused everybody.
I don't even know what picture you're talking about.
Alright. So we'll move on to K-Dub.
Well, there's not really much to say. I mean, we just discussed the only game I played, so...
Awesome!
That's it.
Well, that was quick.
I saw you played frickin' all the rhythm games. Did you have a rhythm game party or something?
Oh, yeah, no. I actually did play the... I finally played the Green Day Rock Band demo. And that game is ugly as sin. I cannot believe that it looks that bad after all the special treatment the Beatles got. If I was Green Day, I'd be pissed.
Aren't you...
Dude, yeah, did you just compare Green Day to the Beatles?
No, I'm not comparing them to fans. There's no comparing to fans.
If I was Green Day, I'd be pissed that I was Green Day.
Oh, yeah, well, at least they're not country.
Oh, yeah, at least they're not country.
No, wait.
I'm comparing the way the game looks, because the Beatles Rock Band looked fantastic. This game, holy shit.
Okay. You must have just saw the picture.
Wow, damn, what was I saying?
See, that's what happened. You got confused.
Right. The game, the Beatles look good. This one looks PS1/PS2 era of badness.
Really?
It's just, I would be pissed if I was a member. I mean, granted, when you're playing, you're not looking at the background, but when you're not and you're just watching people play it or even singing, you're going to see those visuals, and it's awful. There's no reason for it.
Well, my question was going to be, is it just because maybe the band members are ugly?
that may be it.
Maybe it's not the game's fault. Maybe it's their fault for being fugly.
Well, it could be too. But I'll tell you, another fugly point is the $60 price tag.
For an expansion?
Yeah. Yeah. At least the Beatles, you know, it got like its own instruments was a cool idea. I know you can't do that with Green Day, but Jesus. $60, and then another $10 if you want to import the songs. That's $70 for an expansion. You got 3 venues. Granted, 2 of them are supposedly full albums, which I don't have the set list, so I don't know if that's true. But that's bullshit.
Well, the full albums are actually that's a misnomer, because the new album, you know, everybody's favorite album. The only songs that are on there are the songs that are not available as DLC.
Right, well, that's not what they didn't say that the new album, the crappy, stupid one, was a full album. They're saying Dookie and American Idiot are the full album.
Those are.
Now,
but
wait.
I looked at one of the magazines that had the sets, and it's not all the songs are on there from American Idiot. So that could be, you know, it wasn't updated, or I'm just missing something.
Now, wait, is that the album where he sounds like he has a sinus infection?
That's every album.
Because American Idiot is a long album. So I could be wrong. I don't know. But $60 is a little too much for my taste. And I think I think that's going to be a selling point too for Green Day fans. I don't know if they're going to spend $60 on this game. I think they'll wait till the price drops or it goes used. So I don't know. $60 too much. So, whatever.
There you go.
but yeah, no, I.
It's your Green Day Rock Band rant.
Well, there'll be more because it's still reviewing that game sometime, right?
If they ever send it to me, because I noticed that somebody got theirs and I didn't get mine. So
yeah, I saw that the other day too. And then yeah, I did play the other, you know, ones I have in my collection just for fun. So after that, other than I did play a little of that Saldner X2 Final Prototype game. Yeah, I like it. But that's it, I think. Oh, more Red Dead. I think I played a little bit more Red Dead, but yeah. Okay, no, that's it. So, this week, I have no idea. I hope to play for review. Excuse me.
Oh my lord, wow. Dude. What the hell?
It just slipped. That's all I could say.
Sure it did.
for review, hopefully, will be the Green Day. And, from there.
The 21 Guns.
So, yeah, I won't be playing that venue. I'll be skipping it.
Hey, terrible. Hey, wouldn't it be cool if,
I wouldn't say terrible, man. You listen to country.
Dude. Number one, I don't listen to the country that's on the radio. And number two, Green Day is worse than any country CD that I've ever listened to in my life.
I don't know. Let's do a survey. Green Day or country?
I don't know if I'd do that survey anymore.
Why?
Because Green Day isn't exactly liked even by most of their fans anymore, so...
Oh, hey, that's true.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's up?
What if there was a special limited edition of the new Green Day game, and it costs extra, and it's called the You Are an American Idiot edition?
That's the normal version.
And yeah, you are an American Idiot for buying this edition.
There is. Yep. I think there is another extra or special edition that's... $70 or so.
Yeah, it just comes with the upload code. It's called the Green Day Rock Band Plus.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah.
Lame.
Yeah, big time. $40 I can see. $60.
Wow. So much hate going on. Well, hate!
Can you justify the $60 price tag?
Well, if you literally, and I know everybody's got to get on somebody's ass for everything, but if you took every song and individually priced them as DLC, it's going to come out to about $60 probably. Because there's, what, like 50 songs on there? Actually, it'll be cheaper. That's just me. I'm just making a point.
Are there 50 songs on there?
There's a lot. I mean, it's...
Because I know, I don't know how many songs are total in Dookie, and I don't know how many American... Idiot, but those probably equal, I would imagine, around 30.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I can't justify it. And there's no way I can see. Who makes Rock Band again?
There's 47 tracks.
Okay. So
Harmonix.
Okay, I don't see Harmonix making a big profit out of this one. This one's going to bomb pretty good.
Well, the Beatles bombed.
Well, this one will bomb harder.
By comparison, anyway. But I think that's because people are tired of the fucking...
Rock Band?
Yeah.
Well,
and then the thing about it is, I mean, it's the same reason so many games on the Wii bomb is when your player base is based around casual gamers, they only need one version of Rock Band.
Right.
And you know we've got Rock Band 3 and the new Guitar Hero coming out this year.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway. All right. Well, we'll move on to the Wombat.
Hey! So mine is actually pretty short. I played some more UFC, obviously, which is still great. Although the career mode is much harder this year than it was last year. I played a lot more Red Dead Revolver, Red Dead Redemption.
I do that all the time.
It's which is, you know, it's one of those games that you just, the more you play it, the more little things you find in it that are friggin' awesome. I finally ran into the random encounter in the wild. I don't know if I want to say anything about it. Do you think it's a spoiler if it's just one little, like, random thing that you might see out, when you're traveling around.
I have no idea what you're talking about, so I couldn't tell you.
I mean, it's not a. It has nothing to do with the story at all. It's well, just a random, like people doing random things out in the wild.
Yeah, I wouldn't say spoiler.
No.
Okay, so I come across this guy standing over a dead woman out in the field or whatever, and he's just like walking around crying and holding his head or whatever. And so I watch him for a little bit, and he looks down at her, and then he pulls out a gun and shoots himself in the head. And I wish I would have been quick enough about it to shoot the gun out of his hand, but to see what happened, but I wasn't quick enough about it. And then I ran into another situation on a different part of the map where it was a woman over a dead man, and she's crying and crying and crying, and she keeps drinking this stuff from a bottle, and then she throws the bottle and she falls over and dies.
Wow.
So
there's a lot of self-loathing in this game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very... I really, really love the atmosphere that they have in that game. It really does a good job of capturing sort of the desolation of the Old West. So I just absolutely love it. Now, I did run into a glitch last night. I mean, it's an open world game that's going to have glitches. I ran into a glitch last night where I was supposed to be riding on a carriage and shooting guys as we went. And another carriage sort of pathed right in the way that ours was supposed to go. And so the guy driving our carriage just drove it into a rock and then just sat there, wouldn't move. So I had to shoot the horse in the head to fail the mission to start it over again. So that was kind of lame. But, I mean, like I said, it's an open-world game. It's going to have glitches and flaws and stuff like that. So, but other than that, I mean, I really haven't played anything else. So, as far as future fondling goes, I still want to play Monster Hunter at some point. And then more UFC and more Red Dead.
There you go.
So, you picked up Monster Hunter?
No. That's why I said I want to get it. I want to rent it or something.
Okay. Yeah, I still have yet to hook up my new black Wii that I picked up.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're a sucker.
I am
tell
a sucker.
Tell me at least that your other Wii gave out and you didn't just buy this one because of the color.
Yeah, it. Let's just say that I had a very limited access to it.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I still need to hook it up.
Hook it up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Same time. I'm not even going to waste a jinx on that.
Yeah, no, it's not worth it. All right, well, I will talk a little bit about not much. I did download Doom 2. Hey, it's Doom 2.
Hey, what do you know?
But hey, I love Doom.
Well,
so
I loved Doom a long time ago.
I still love Doom.
It's one of those games that, for me, it's kind of... I have trouble going back and playing Doom now.
Yeah, it's definitely...
It hasn't really aged well, I don't think.
No, I don't think any first-person shooter pre-Quake aged very well.
No.
So,
I'll definitely agree with that.
But it's still fun to go back and shoot cyber demons, you know.
Yeah.
I am playing the Taka Taka Wujo for review.
Nice. How's that?
It's good. It is really, really good. I do have to say they have updated the visuals, and I like how the different time of days and stuff. Like, I actually can get into it, even though there is no, like, wife-beating minigame or anything.
Actually, it would be wife-beating you minigame.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Cheating on your wife minigame, something like that.
Oh.
But it's Tiger Woods. Obviously, when I booted it up, it asked me for my little code.
Oh, your online code?
Yeah, but you can have a free 7-day trial.
Nice.
So
that's good.
There you go. You play it free for 7 days online.
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
Now, I made a golfer with a giant mohawk and big pork chop sideburns.
Nice.
Oh,
and he's all muscular. It's awesome. But no, it's good. It's Tiger Woods, you know. It's always going to be good. It's something about that game. They just make it awesome every year. I really don't know what else to say about it. If you're looking forward to the golf game this year, that's the one to buy.
Isn't it the only one to buy?
Maybe. I don't know of any other ones anymore. I did play a little Split Second. We talked about that. That and Blur. The big debate between the two. I do want to say that last show I totally forgot about two games. I mean, how crazy is that? And they were two games that were huge. But I didn't talk about Alan Wake. Did we even talk about Alan Wake at all?
Not at all. Not even in the least. We didn't talk about it.
No, we didn't.
Wow.
At all.
Well, I finished it yesterday, finally. And I think Killer Wolverine's the only other person on the show that has played it. Am I correct in that?
I believe
you are correct. I haven't played it for sure.
Okay. I like the game. I do. But I seriously, people putting it on this pedestal of being one of the best games of the year is just a shock to me. Because it's, like, when I got it, I was hearing all this stuff about how it was supposed to be the, what Alone in the Dark was supposed to be.
Right.
The survival horror game that took all those great ideas. Well, I'm sorry, but none of those great ideas are actually in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It has, like, zero puzzles. The whole previously on, you know how they do that now?
Right.
That happens at the end of every episode. It's not like when you boot the game up, it says previously on Alan Wake. No, it's when you finish the episode, it comes on and says previously on Alan Wake. Well, I know, I just beat it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it saves after that, so when you boot it up again, you like, well, all right.
Yeah, you don't ever see that again.
Yeah.
So, and I have to say, after I beat it, don't expect any closure at the end of that.
Yeah, they're setting it up for, I remember hearing that basically the way they're going to do it is the down the road DLC that comes out for it is actually going to add on to the end of the game. So basically the DLC would bridge the gap between this one and a sequel.
Oh, that's great. But I buy a game that's not finished.
So it's basically, it's supposed to be, I mean, the whole goal of it is to be set up like a TV show. So it would be basically like you're downloading episodes of Alan Wake that come on after the game ends.
Okay, well speaking of, game cliches or whatever, and that this is supposed to be a continuation. Who here remembers that this little thing, when you get in a game, this game has 6 episodes. Okay, you go through the whole game working your way towards this goal. You get to the 6th episode. You know what the 6th episode is? Go all the way back to where you came from.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in one level.
Wow.
So, yeah. I like the story. I did, even though it makes no sense. Like, and I hear even people defending that. They're like, it's supposed to be like a nightmare, which means it doesn't make sense. And I'm like, I don't even know. Like, every time you think you understand what's going on in the game, you don't. There's just some, and you always fight the same. That was my biggest thing, is like, the game is just a collection of, let's get lost in the forest and shoot these ghost-looking dudes with a flashlight and a gun.
Nice.
I mean, that's the whole gameplay premise. And when it goes away from that, that's when I actually like the game. Is when I would go through the city and do the story stuff, and that's when I like the game.
I tell you, when I first started playing the game, and I think I talked to you and Boogeyman about it. I'm not sure about Boogeyman, I forget, but how I am with collecting stuff. I have to go around and look for the things that I collect, right?
Yeah.
And you were right. I stopped caring about halfway through the second chapter. I don't care anymore about it. I want to get through. I want to get to the story. And it also helps that I don't care, because I'm being chased by more and more of these things. And I'm just like, I don't care. I want to rush and get through it. I want to get to the story. I just don't care about anything else.
Well, that and the fact that it has so many game cliches in it. Like, the game's supposed to immerse you in this nightmare world. But when you constantly have the thing up in the top left corner that says, get to the farm, with a big GPS dot, and like everything you do prompts a button command, you'd think by 2 or 3 hours into the game, you would know that you can climb up a ladder by using the analog stick, right?
You would think.
You would think. Well, it still tells you to do that every single time you get on a ladder.
Well, I mean, in retrospect, so does a lot of other games.
Yeah, but this game's supposed to be immersive.
Well,
and
every game.
Whenever I see, you know, a big... and it stays on there the whole time you're climbing. Like, you're going to forget halfway up. How do I get up? I forgot. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a good game. I just don't think it's a game that needs to be put on this pedestal of one of the greatest games of the year.
It was definitely overhyped by a few people.
Let's just be honest. It was overhyped by an entire community of people.
Well, yeah, because it's an Xbox exclusive.
Right. That's exactly why.
I typically don't listen to those people, though. It was overhyped by a certain someone.
It's a good. It's a good game. It is a good game.
It's a good narrative.
Yeah. But, I mean, the game is fine. There's nothing wrong with it other than the fact that it's kind of repetitive. The game plays great.
It kind of gives me the little, you know, chills up and down my spine once and again at certain moments. But other than that, you know, it's good. It's all right. I like the story, but I don't know. It definitely is repetitive.
The other game that I forgot to mention that I feel so bad about not mentioning was The Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, which I did play quite a bit of that, and I think it's awesome. I literally think it is the sequel to The Sands of Time.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm hearing from just about everybody, that it's like, it's the true sequel to Sands of Time.
That's what it feels like.
For a game that's supposedly movie licensed, even though it's not, it's coming right on the heels of the movie. That it's really, really good.
Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm probably about 4 or 5 hours into it, and I love it. I mean, there's so much that's brought over from The Sands of Time, and there's so much stuff that's added, like the fact that you can freeze water now, which lets you turn water into like platforming mechanics, and it's just.
Which is really neat.
Yeah, when you walk into a room and it does the little fly through and it shows you what you have to do in that room and you go, oh yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I think that's the one of the things that the Prince of Persia series did so well is the little fly through because, and Assassin's Creed does it now, of course, same development studio, so it makes sense. But the little fly through where you need to go builds so much anticipation for the level. That was one of my favorite parts of Prince of Persia.
Yeah, it brings that back, and it's just so awesome when you get in there and you're like, oh yeah, here comes the big awesome. I gotta jump from there. Oh, how am I gonna do that? But yeah, if you like the old Prince of Persia games and stuff, you definitely need to play this. I mean, it really is good. I did finish up Alpha Protocol for review, which if you read my review, you know that I didn't think it was all that great.
Yeah, I never got a chance to read your review. What did you score it?
6.5.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too out of line based on what I've heard.
Yeah, I just couldn't get into it at all. I mean, I found it just felt really cheap and generic to me. I don't know. I really wanted to like it, but I just couldn't. And then the last game that I finished, I actually finished this week, besides Alan Wake, I actually finished two games this week, was Red Dead Redemption. I finished the single player. It's about 15 hours if you run straight through the single player story, which should tell you just how big that game actually is.
It's about how long?
15 hours just to run through the story missions.
Wow.
There are 57 of them. Actually, 58, but I won't spoil anything. After you think the game is over, there's another mission, but you have to go find it.
Nice.
But I have to say that the ending to that game was incredible. I was so shocked. And
I've heard that it's an incredibly shocking ending, I guess is the best way to put it.
It is. It builds up to something, and like... like, the actual outcome of the game happens probably 5 or 6 missions before the game is over. And then you go do these missions that kind of build up something, and then something happens. It's, like, hard to explain unless you know what's going to happen.
Right.
And it's so well done, the way that they build up to the ending. It was just wow. That game is incredible. And now I'm running back around, you know, obviously doing my free roam missions and trying to get 100%. I think I'm at 64%, so. But yeah, that game is awesome. That's all I have to say. Just an incredible game. Can't speak highly enough about that one.
And when does the co-op pack come out?
June 22nd.
Sweet.
So. But I think that wraps up everything that I played this week. The future, I am going to, I think, spend some time with Split Second and Blur, try to finish those up, maybe some Prince Persia. I don't know if I have anything new coming anytime soon. The game stuff slows down around this time because of, I don't know, this big giant show that we're about to is about to have. So
yeah,
what are you talking about?
Game releases kind of get lost there.
Why?
E3, maybe?
I never heard of it.
Yeah. Then I guess you don't need to go, then, do you? If you've never heard of it.
That's not true. I shut up.
Oh, snap. All right, now that the fondling is over, we're going to change things up a little bit. We will be doing our tweets a little bit later, but with Wombat possibly out next week, we just have to kind of play that one by ear.
It's more than a possibly, because if she doesn't have it by by Wednesday. Actually, we go to the doctor, and then if she hasn't had him, they'll induce sometime, probably either this coming week or next weekend. So
snap.
I will most definitely not be on the show this weekend.
You will be a father soon.
Indeed.
I am your father. And GambusCon obviously leaving our presence on the 13th, I believe. So you won't be here for that show.
Early morning.
Yes, it's time to get the... So just be me and K-Dub doing podcasts? That's not very fun.
Thank you.
We'll have to get some special... Like nobody listens to us.
No one does.
I'd listen to you.
We'll have to get some special guests going on. But we got E3 coming up. And I figured in the spirit of E3, like everybody does, we could do some predictions for obviously the big three, and then maybe some other... hopeful predictions from everybody. So let's start with going around the room and have everybody. Let's start with Nintendo. Jason, what do you think about Nintendo? What's Nintendo going to bring this year that's going to get you wet?
Wow.
Let me see here. Of course, they're going to show off the new Zelda.
What's Zelda?
It's a very popular Nintendo franchise.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we might as well get the locks out of the way. Because Zelda's a lock, Other M's a lock.
Yeah. No Mario, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, no Mario, yeah. But that's pretty much... Usually you've got your stable of Nintendo franchises that are locked to be at E3, but this year I think it's just Metroid and Zelda.
Let's redo that. Let's rethink the thing. Is tell me what you think they're going to show that you don't think that anybody knows about. That's a good question.
Because
we know they're going to show Zelda. We know they're going to show Metroid.
Right. It wouldn't surprise me to see a new Punch Out.
New Pokemon. I mean, we already know it's coming.
Yeah, they're going to show Black and White.
Yeah. I mean, and a new Wii game.
Shock me in the least to see a new Star Fox.
I think they're kind of done with that.
Really?
I don't know, though. It just seems using the Wiimote as a stick and like using the Wii controls as flight controls, I think could work pretty well for a Star Fox.
Actually, yeah. I think what they're going to do is they're going to push that stupid butt plug vitality sensor and make a Zelda game based around it.
You know, and I saw this on N4G that someone said an Eternal Darkness using the vitality sensor.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
That's not going to happen.
Well, you're probably right, but it would be interesting to see.
I saw, by the way, this is somewhat off topic, but since you mentioned Eternal Darkness, I have to say it. I saw in the newest Game Informer, by the way, that I believe the Canadian government, is it, gave Silicon Knights money to start their next project?
Yes.
Which would be a sequel to Two Human, I believe.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, I saw that.
Because Microsoft canceled their check.
You know what would be intriguing to see is if you're going to stick with the vitality sensor, maybe a Phoenix Wright that would use it. I don't know how that would work.
I don't find any use for the vitality sensor. I really don't. That thing is so stupid.
Well, I think we're all in agreement that it's the most worthless peripheral out there.
Yes.
I'm so sick of that crap. I don't think Nintendo's going to show anything that's going to excite me.
I really do think we'll see a new Punch-Out, because the last one was pretty successful, so I don't think we'll have to wait another 10 years to get a new Punch-Out.
Well, you know what I think they're going to do? They're going to try to pull that shit they pulled last year, where they're like, we've got core gamer games. And you know one of the games they're going to show? It's going to be the fucking Conduit 2. And I'm sorry, but the first one wasn't that good.
Yeah.
So, I don't really have high hopes for the second one.
Agreed.
So, I really don't know. I'm just trying to think if there's any big franchise Nintendo's going to pull out of their ass. Well, everybody keeps saying Kingdom Hearts is going to happen at some point, but, you know, we've been hearing about that for years. The only thing we got is a DS and a PSP game.
Yeah. I think I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
Miyamoto to introduce a brand new IP.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully that's the thing. If it's a brand new IP, none of us will know about it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's my major prediction or whatever. And, of course, they're already, you know, confirmed to basically show off the 3DS.
Well, yeah, the 3DS, but that's a lock. We know that's going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not thrilled about Nintendo's conference. They don't really know.
What do you think? Any news on the Wii HD that we've been rumored to have for 800 years now?
I'm sorry, Michael Pachter's full of shit. That thing will come out when it comes out. You know, and it's not going to be called Wii HD. It's going to be their new console, and it will play Wii games.
I guess overall, past outside of any of the conferences specifically, do you think we see any new hardware, like any new console hardware this year?
No, I don't foresee. Actually, the one thing I do anticipate, and this will be in Sony's, is I anticipate a PSP2 that basically is a cell phone that works like the iPod or the iPhone or the whatever that Droid or whatever. It'll be like that.
Yeah.
I think the new PSP is going to be like that.
It's a good thought.
It wouldn't shock me to see Microsoft counter that with a new Zoom.
Ugh.
Well, Microsoft already has that Kin. It's a Windows phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's because nobody cares.
Mm. Yeah, that's the truth.
Microsoft trying to get into technology fronts. It's just their phones and their... You know, they should stick to what they know. Their other stuff just ain't working, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, Nintendo, whatever.
I don't know. I'm for some reason, I want to say a price cut will be announced, but I don't see the logic behind that.
Actually, I do, because I guess... Was it Best Buy selling them for $149?
Oh, are they?
And apparently Amazon matched that, so that might be a hint that $149 Wii starting in June.
Hmm.
That would be interesting.
Maybe my feeling is right.
Maybe your gut feeling is in there.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just nothing to get excited about for Nintendo. I mean, I'm excited to see the new Zelda, but I don't know.
Do you think Go ahead. I was going to say there's got to be a little bit more than one to get excited about than just one game.
Yeah.
With Nintendo, I haven't been excited about them in God knows how long.
Well, the thing is with Nintendo is that they always put out great products, great games. I mean, first party we're talking about.
Yeah, of course.
But their games like a new Mario or a new Zelda, they don't really... How should I put this? They don't actually work that well, in my opinion, as a...
Somebody just fall down the stairs?
As a spectator presentation, almost. Nintendo games the Nintendo games work best when you're actually playing them. You have the controller in your hand. You're playing them. You're having fun with your buddies. That's when Nintendo shines. But when it's like just a video of a Nintendo game, it doesn't have the same like that same feeling of goosebumps. Like, oh my god, it's a new Zelda.
Well, I think the other part of that is that because everybody knows how a Mario game's going to be, how a Zelda game's going to be, because everybody knows that they're going to be great and that they're going to play a specific way, it doesn't build anticipation like the announcement of a brand new game from somebody else, because then it starts the what's it going to look like, how's it going to play, how good is it going to be. With the Nintendo stuff, you don't really get that because it's always top notch.
Yeah.
So,
and another thing, they're showing, these brand new games on the Nintendo Wii on this big, giant, like, 50, 60, 100-foot wide television or screen or whatever. And it's like, we're seeing graphics that have been around for the better part of a decade. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not a graphics whore or anything like that. But it's like, when you're preaching to the congregation.
What?
And the congregation is used to, the 360 and the PS3, that type of look. And then you go to show them something that looks like it could have been made 5 years ago. I mean, granted, it could be the greatest game ever, in terms of actual gameplay mechanics. But it just doesn't show good. It's not, it doesn't have that, that centerpiece appeal as, your flagship 360 or PS3 game.
Well, of course, you can see that with the new Mario.
Yeah.
What was it? What was her name? Morgan Webb? She's been on there, like, blasting Mario because it looks too kiddie.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I really want Mario to look realistic?
It's Mario. Right.
Yeah, it's Mario. I mean, if they... The thing is, there's a lot more to do to make something different than to just completely, reimagine. I mean, if they made Mario look like real life, that would be the most horrible idea ever.
Right.
He could just be played by Ron Jeremy.
But it's like, the original Mario Galaxy was actually fresh because it's like Mario in space. Who would have, I mean, the whole look of the original Mario Galaxy was, beyond anything else that Mario's ever done. And the thing is, when Mario Galaxy 2 was announced at last year's E3, it wasn't as big of a deal because it's like, it basically looked like a game that we already played. Now with this new Zelda game coming out, I'm hoping that they throw something in that we've never seen in a Zelda game before. I'm hoping that it has not a whole visual departure, but maybe a setting departure. Of course, if you listen to that the episode of Front Toward Gamer that I was on, I said I wanted airship travel in a Zelda game. I really think that would be cool. It would add a lot to it because it's one of those things that, Mario got to the point where the only direction that Mario could go was up.
Into space.
And quite frankly, Zelda, I mean,
if Zelda goes into space, I'm not playing it.
Not into space, but into the clouds.
Oh, Jesus.
I have been in agreement with you a long time, Jason, that Mario or a Zelda with airships would be really cool. But I mean, I've been kind of jonesing for a game with a good airship game since Skies of Arcadia. Since I don't really play Final Fantasy games, I know some of them have airships in it, but that doesn't count.
Yeah,
if Nintendo wants to go with this whole remake thing, and the Sony fanboys are always crying for a next gen remake of Final Fantasy VII. You know what I really want? I want a 3D remake of A Link to the Past.
There you go.
Make it happen. I would buy that, and I would play through it again 50 times.
I'd buy it for $1.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Give me that.
That would be
shit.
Awesome.
Oh, Nintendo. how you always every year get to be the underdog, even though you destroy everybody.
Yeah, even though you destroy everybody.
I very rarely ever hear any gamers talk about Nintendo in a highlight, and yet they are still the number one overall every time.
Yep. Ain't that the truth?
That really makes you wonder who's really in control of video games anymore.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is it gamers or casuals?
You know something? I see a future where the line is blurred.
Yeah, well.
I see a present where the line is blurred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Because I play a lot of casual games myself. I mean, heck, you could just about almost call Blur a casual game. Yeah. Even though the commercial has the little cute little Mario Kart looking guy, looks like kind of like Toad from Mario Kart, like punching this pink dude in the chest. Like, shut up, Pinky. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're almost getting to the point where the game, well, we actually are at the point where the actual gameplay is very casual, but then there's like hardcore aesthetics like surrounding it. So, and you know me, I mean, the last couple of weeks, I mean, I've been playing a lot of like iPhone games and stuff like that. I mean, that's casual gaming. And I mean, you could play a casual game on a hardcore level. So, and then you could play, you could possibly play some hardcore games on a casual level. I mean, like World of Warcraft, a game like that, you could play it both ways.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've kind of exhausted that avenue, what about Microsoft?
Microsoft's going to be a fun show. I'll tell you that. Microsoft always puts on a good show. In my opinion, even in their lower like press conferences or showings, it seems like, it really does seem like Microsoft almost seems to have the most fun when it comes to showing off their product, whereas Sony is all about, oh, we're serious, you know, look at this chart of sales figures, you know, and it's like, look at the polygons being utilized in this graphical demonstration. You know, it's like Sony's all about, you know, technology being bigger, more powerful, better, you know, better than everybody else. It seems like they're all, that's like almost like their drive for the E3 shows. And then you have Nintendo, who are basically like, you know, yeah, we're applying to the casual audience, and we'll throw you hardcore gamers a bone every now and then. Here you go, a new Zelda, a new Mario, a new Metroid. Here you go, eat them up. You know, it's kind of like they're kind of like nonchalant about their, you know, domination status. And right. then you have Microsoft. They just want to have a good freaking time.
They're like Debbie Gibson over there. They just want to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's like last year they had the freaking Paul McCartney, you know, on stage. They had the Beatles. They had the people playing they got people playing like the music rhythm games. Like when they, like a couple years ago when their press conference opened, you know, they had the rock band demonstration right at the very beginning. You know, they just want to have fun. In terms of their, you know, their actual approach to selling their product, it's just all about, hey, let's get together and let's party.
Well, so they're doing two conferences this year. They're doing the Cirque du Soleil Natal one, and then they're doing the regular show. What do you think we're going to see? That's the big question. What games that are not announced?
Wow, there's going to be a lot, obviously, of Natal games going to be announced.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's ask, does anybody care?
No.
Well, what I'm looking forward to out of the Natal stuff is not so much the games they announce for Natal, but you know they're going to announce a lot of Natal support for other games, like games that will use Natal on a limited basis. Like, I think you'll probably see some announcement of Gears 3 probably using somewhat limited Natal support. So that's what I'm really looking forward to seeing, is how they'll use it in hardcore games.
I'm just eager to see it in, you know, actually working.
Right.
Because last year they didn't show really a working model. I want to see it working.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, they're going to focus a lot, too, on Gears. There's going to be a lot more showing of Gears 3. They'll probably show off a lot of Crackdown 2 since that's finished. I don't know.
What are they going to bring new?
What?
What are they going to bring new? They got to have something new.
Well, I'm thinking there's going to be a new GTA announced.
No, because Rockstar's not even going to be there.
Oh, they're not?
I thought I heard that there was supposed to be some info on GTA 5. I thought I heard that rumor.
Well, the thing is Rockstar said their game that they were going to show is not ready, so they're not going to be there.
Oh, interesting.
So I wouldn't expect a GTA. I'm just kind of curious what's going to be new. I mean, Sony's worse than Microsoft right now because we've already heard like 10 games announced. That we know is going to be there, and it's like, what do you got left? But Microsoft only has a couple things right now.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear a little bit. Well, I'm not even sure about it, but I wouldn't be surprised if we do hear a little bit about the next Alan Wake.
Or at least the DLC.
Yeah. Well, the DLC has already been kind of planned. I mean, we already have the code and the date, I think. So I wouldn't be surprised if they show a little bit. Maybe a teaser trailer for the second one. I wouldn't shock me in the least.
It might be too soon.
No, I don't think it's too soon for this kind of game. I think they'll show a teaser. At the very least, they'll show a teaser.
When they showed the teaser or trailer for Left 4 Dead 2, that kind of backfired on them.
I think Microsoft will make a big deal out of if Insomniac is showing their multi-platform game at E3, I think Microsoft will make a bigger deal out of it, they did with Final Fantasy XIII. I mean, not just like they did with Final Fantasy XIII, but Microsoft will probably feature it at their conference since it's new to them. And I think Sony will probably not make as big a deal about it at their conference because they don't really want to remind people that Insomniac's multi-platform now.
Right.
I just kind of wonder what they have, new stuff. You know, I keep hearing Rare's been working on games for how long now?
Yeah, we'll see what Rare comes up with.
Which they haven't come up with shit in 2 or 3 years.
Other than Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, it was somewhat disappointment.
Yeah, it was good, but it wasn't like, where's the new Perfect Dark? Where's your new platformer? Banjo-Kazooie wasn't a platformer. That's just, ugh.
Well, we might see some from them.
You know what I want is a new Conker.
I want a new Conker. I want a new Killer Instinct. I want a new Perfect Dark. And you know what? I probably won't get any one of them.
We need to just start shutting up about Killer Instinct because the more we talk about it, the less it progresses. So we need to just shut up about it.
You know what? It doesn't make me stop wanting it, but I have stopped expecting it.
Right. Absolutely.
Ugh. God, Rare. What happened? I honestly can't think of anything that they may have. I mean, you know they're going to focus on the new Call of Duty, because they always do. I mean, that's the biggest thing on Xbox. It's much bigger on Xbox than it is on anything else.
No, we'll see, obviously, Reach.
Well, yeah. Hello. I mean, that'll probably be its own little section. I wouldn't be surprised to see some, you know, Metal Gear Solid, whatever that thing's called. I can't remember.
Rising.
Rising. I've done forgot because they announced it and never said anything else about it. I wouldn't be surprised to see some Fallout. I mean, just third-party stuff.
Right.
Which really sucks because they need to do more first-party stuff, and they need to do some really good stuff, and they're not.
Well, they might. They might have some stuff cooking.
I hope so, but I expect it.
I hope they do, too, because it looks like right now Sony's going to be going away with the show, I think, this year.
You think? Look at all those games that were announced.
Yeah.
And that's what you know. You know you got MotorStorm 3 coming. You got Infamous 2 coming. You've got Resistance 3 coming. You've got
Killzone
3. Yeah. You've got just listen to all that.
Yeah.
All exclusive.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo.
Yep.
God.
Well, I mean, maybe. Gran Turismo has to be there.
Well, it has to be there, but it doesn't exactly have to, like, happen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many games that Sony has, and it's not that they're all...
My worry about Microsoft is they're going to focus way too much time on Natal.
I mean, that's their... Natal is pretty much their big deal this year. I mean, I know they got Halo and Gears in the wings as sort of their hardcore backups, but, I mean, they're really pushing a lot of time, interest, and development into Natal. So
which is what worries me a lot.
Their conference is going to be super Natal-heavy, just like I expect Sony's conference to be extremely move-heavy.
No, wait.
Be honest.
There's two conferences.
Oh, they're having a separate conference?
They're having a separate Natal conference.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. Yeah, that's right. I remember hearing you say that now.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about them like cutting into the actual Xbox conference with Natal.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, obviously you see then Fable 3. I forgot about Fable 3.
What? Is Fable even relevant anymore? I'm sorry.
This new one, the new one sounds good to me. And you know what? I like the last one. I never beat it. I like the last one.
It's like they're good, but they're not great.
Well, the same thing can be said about Killzone.
Well, yeah, but I don't disagree with that. Well, I'm just saying. I would say the same thing about Killzone, but that's my opinion.
Right, and that's fine.
But I don't think...
You're saying if it's relevant. Yeah, sure it's relevant. Just
still
not
sells
to you.
Well.
It don't sell that great.
It still sells pretty well.
It sells decent, but...
It sells better than some third-party stuff does.
Yeah, but that's like saying... I mean, look at Uncharted. It doesn't sell very well.
See, but you're the type of person, you're becoming the type of person now that only cares about, or not only cares about, but only thinks games are good sellers if they sell Halo and Gears numbers.
No.
That's
not
the case.
Not at all.
Well, I mean, Fable does good numbers. I mean, it doesn't do blockbuster numbers, but it does good sales numbers.
The numbers that I want are the numbers that get it another game. That's the only thing I care about.
Well,
I don't care.
It definitely does enough numbers to get another to warrant a sequel.
Obviously, we're on 3.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't care about Fable anymore, I don't think.
That's a different argument than arguing whether it's relevant or not.
Yeah. I just
you not caring is a different argument than whether it's still relevant.
Well, I just see too many people talking about Fable and they're like, "Hey, Fable's coming out." Okay. So we expect half-ass of what he says it's going to be.
Oh.
I think Fable 3 is going to finally be Fable 1, and in all honesty, as far as what he said it was going to be. And unfortunately, it's being, you know, it works with Natal, so it can't be that good, right?
Oh.
Snap.
Just like, I'm not excited about SOCOM 4. Why? Because it works with Move.
My question is, can you play these games without Natal?
Yeah, of course you can. And that's why it doesn't matter. I'm mostly joking about it, because... seriously, if you're a serious SOCOM player and you get online with Move, I'm going to fucking kill you. You're going to suck at it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I just hate that they even feel the need to put it in there. It's not necessary. Nobody who plays SOCOM wants to be waggling the dildo around. I'm sorry.
Waggling the dildo around.
Seriously, can you see the Halo guys actually like standing in front of the TV, like teabagging you for real?
No.
Yeah, that's just doesn't fit. You know, I can understand putting Natal or Move into Tiger Woods because
where it fits.
But seriously, SOCOM, you want to flop your dildo around while you're trying to kill people? I mean. It's, this doesn't seem to work to me.
We'll see how well implemented it is, then I'll tell you how interested I am.
I want to do videos of those when they come out. I want to see somebody shooting people with the pink dildo. And
those
I
would
see...
be great for breaking the seal.
Yes, because I want to see Gambus try to teabag somebody in Halo Reach with Natal. That's what I want to see.
I'd be like, take that! Yeah, you know you like it!
I want that video, because that video would be the greatest video ever created. I'm just saying.
We'll obviously see some bundles with both Move and Natal, obviously.
Well, I've heard the rumors that Natal is, what, $150?
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
For a camera.
Yeah.
What about the Slim?
360 Slim?
Yeah.
I don't think that, no.
You don't think that's going to happen?
I think that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, just like Killer Instinct.
Okay, well, when they announced the Slim bundled with Killer Instinct on the hard drive, I'm coming back to you.
Tell you what, if they announce that, I will fully admit that you were correct.
Yes.
But not until they announce it.
Damn it.
We'll throw you a correct party with a cake and everything and icing just for you.
I don't know. I seriously, and I know nobody's talked about this right now, but I seriously think they need another price drop.
I was going to mention probably that a price drop would be a need, especially if Natal is going to be 150.
If Natal is 150 and the Wii goes down to 150 and Microsoft and Sony still want to stick at 300, I think that's a mistake.
Agreed.
Because, I mean, yeah, you can get an Xbox for 199, but that's the crap version.
Yeah.
And I heard the rumor is that you'll be able to get an arcade machine with Natal bundled for $299, which is $50 off.
I heard the same rumor.
So, I still don't know. I seriously think we need to go down to $199. Could you imagine a friggin' Xbox Live arcade machine selling at $99?
Well, I think it makes sense.
It's
I don't know.
It's 5 years.
$99. That whenever a system gets down to $99, that means that the next system is already out.
Well, no, $99 for the GIMPed version.
Yeah.
Your regular Xbox 360 with hard drive and everything would still be $199.
I don't know. Maybe more.
I think the arcade unit will retail $99. I think that's a possibility.
I think what it should.
How much is the arcade unit right now?
$199.
If it drops, it'll drop to $149.
Yeah, it'll do a $50 price drop. I'm just saying what I think it should. I think we should have an arcade unit at $99, especially if the Wii is going to be $150.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, full featured Wii at $150.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, that's I can't see arcade unit competing at the same level as the Wii at the same price. I just think that's what it should be.
Oh.
But Sony and Microsoft need to bring their big machines down to at least $249 or most prominently $199. At this point, it's more about the games than it is the systems. So, I just don't know if that's possible for Sony with that frickin' Blu-ray drive and all that extra stuff in there. I just don't know if they can do it.
I don't know. I don't see a Sony price drop. But I think your logic is correct on the 360 price drop, though.
Now, speaking of Sony, we know what's coming. They haven't been able to hide shit. They're like the new Microsoft.
Well, and now Sony is not having a separate Move conference, correct?
No, it's all one thing. I think it's two hours.
Which is why I wonder if that's why they've leaked so many games ahead of time. Because it makes me think that because they've leaked a lot of games ahead of time, it gives them more time to concentrate on Move at the actual conference.
That's called shooting yourself in the foot, in my opinion.
No, I agree. I'm just saying I think that's probably your reasoning there.
I could care less about Move. I really could. I mean, I'm interested in seeing it, but I don't want it to be the focus of their awesome lineup. I don't want to see Infamous 2 and MotorStorm 3 and Resistance 3 and Killzone 3 all be side notes to a pink dildo. I'm sorry. I just don't. That's a gaming community I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. I do as well.
So, I hope that's not their plan. I hope they have some new games. on the Sony side, it's the Twisted Metal is the Killer Instinct, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it's never going to happen. We're going to keep wanting it to happen, and we certainly know David Jaffe's not going to do it, so.
Right.
So, do you have anything that you think they might show? I mean, they haven't left much to the imagination.
No, they really haven't.
A new Final Fantasy.
They did that last year, and it's still not out.
Yeah. They'll be like, Final Fantasy 15.
I still stick by my PSP 2 that works like a cell phone. I really do.
Yeah.
So you think they're going to go with a cell phone route, huh?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to do like an iPhone or like the Droid or something.
They hopefully will learn from the mistakes with the N-Gage then. And with the iPhone obviously out already doing,
Don't even remind me of the N-Gage.
But, I think you're right. I don't know if it'll be a cell phone, though.
Well, I don't mean necessarily a cell phone. I'm meaning more like the interface from like the iPhone or.
Oh, you mean like the iPod Touch?
Yeah. Well, which is basically the iPhone without the phone. I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying. I was confused because with the iPhone, you got the iPhone, iPod Touch. I didn't know which corner you were going down.
They're the same thing. It's the same thing as the Droid. I mean, it'll run applications as well as games, and I mean, who knows? They talked about making a PSP phone ages ago, so who says they won't put a phone on it?
And I don't think they're going to put a phone on it.
Why not?
I just don't think they don't want to get in the cell phone business.
Well,
they're games.
Please, it's Sony.
Well,
they're in every business.
They already have all the Sony Ericsson phones. I think they're a separate division. They're going to keep that line.
It would be a brilliant way to penetrate that market, because right now it's owned by frickin' Apple and, these other new phones that are coming out. And if Sony can get in there and say, okay, well, this is also a PSP. I mean, that's a pretty big hook. If I have PSP level graphics, but I also have a phone, it kind of makes the iPhone look stupid, don't you think?
I don't know.
I mean, in theory, I'm not speaking in realism. I'm speaking in theory.
In theory, but, a lot of things sound good in theory.
Well, yeah, the PSP sounded good in theory. And it's a big waste of money.
The PSP Go sounded good in theory.
Oh, I kicked it in the face.
Well, the PSP is still very successful in Japan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Saturn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the DS makes it look stupid.
Oh, man. Somewhere a Sony executive is shooting himself in the face after GambusCon just compared the PSP to the Saturn.
Yeah, I know. Like, crying over there. It's like, did you really just
oh, God, are you kidding me? Is this what we've created? We've created the portable Saturn?
Oh, my goodness.
We tried to create the portable Dreamcast, and we created the Saturn. The only part we got from the Dreamcast was copying games.
Yeah.
Oh, poor PSP. It was such a good idea. It really was. And then it's just awful.
At the beginning, like a lot of other things, piracy ruined it.
Well, the funniest thing was, somebody mentioned this the other day, and I totally forgot about this, but do you remember they announced the Resident Evil Portable last year?
Oh, yeah.
And what the fuck ever happened to it?
That?
That's how bad the PSP does. People, announce these games and then they go hide them because they don't really want them to come out.
Wow.
Because they don't want anybody to know how terrible they are.
I mean, the Metal Gear games are, the only big ones. And I guess that finally just came out, right? Peace Walker?
Monster Hunter, especially, too.
Why is it that Capcom feels the need to put Monster Hunter on the most gimped systems? Can you explain
that
to me?
That's a good question, because the fact of the matter is, Monster Hunter, it's the weirdest thing with Monster Hunter is you would think that would be the game to show off a system and to take advantage of a system's capabilities.
Uh-huh. And it's on the Wii.
Right, it's always on these systems with the most gimped technology. That's a good point.
Explain
that
to me. I mean, Capcom's just got to be like, well, why isn't Monster Hunter selling? I wonder.
Hey,
you put it on the PSP and the Wii. Hello.
I think it's very ironic that the Wii and PSP are the most gimp systems that this franchise, Monster Hunter, is being played on. But ironically, they're also two of the most popular systems in Japan.
Right, which is why they end up on those systems.
Yeah. But then you have to kind of sit back and think to yourself, what has Japan become? If basically the most powerful systems out now with the most advanced gameplay mechanics and the most, you know, advanced graphics are Western developed games. You gotta ask yourself, what's Japan going to do in the future?
Well, it's not always about graphics. It's about if you have fun. And over there, clearly they're having fun with their Wiis and their PSPs.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's but not thing that. Is,
Japan has always been, like in the 80s and in the 90s and up until about 5 years ago, the cutting edge
of technology.
Yeah. I mean, what happened? This past 5 years, it seems like the passing of the torch just about.
Well, it's not the fact that the games are people aren't having fun with them, but you have a game like Monster Hunter that's built on community and online, and you want to put it on the fucking Wii?
Yeah,
but then again, that's also technology. Technology, you know, it's not just the graphics. It's also about the implementation of the actual network. You know, and you're right. You're totally right. It should be on 360.
It would definitely sell better over here if it's on, you know, the PS3 or the 360. Over here, not so much over there.
But see,
right, absolutely.
At the same time, not just the internet, the graphics, and things like that, but when a company has to make its own controller to play this game because the Wiimote doesn't work, that should tell you something.
Yeah, but I mean, what
Killer Wolverine is talking about is correct, though. I mean, the reason they end up on the PSP and the Wii is because they know that that's what they'll sell on in Japan, which is where the game's big. But if they release a Monster Hunter on the 360 or on the PS3 over here, and actually, I'll be 100% honest with you, I think the PS3 is the system to release it on if they're going to release it on a next-gen system. They would see sales jump here big time.
Okay, and that's fine, but does that stop Kojima or Squaresoft from putting Final Fantasy and Metal Gear Solid on PS3?
No, but it doesn't stop them from making Wii or PSP versions of those games either. That's what I'm saying is if Capcom made a PS3 specific version of Monster Hunter, not only would they still have the Wii and the PSP ones to sell well in Japan, but they would sell one really well over here, too, I think. But, like I said, I think of any user base, the PS3's user base is probably more likely to play Monster Hunter because, you know, the PS3 users play Demon's Souls, and Demon's Souls is very similar to Monster Hunter, but not a mainstream-style game.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's some good logic right there, sir.
No, my logic says I want to actually play the game in its fullest.
Yeah.
I don't care about the sales.
I would rather play it on 360. Out of every system, the 360 would be the best because of the voice chat.
Well, and there's only really one way to do that, and that's to test the market. And if they're not going to take risk, well, then they're never going to know.
Well, they are bringing Monster Hunter to the 360.
Okay, well, then we'll see how that works out.
With a monthly subscription fee.
Ouch. Which is ridiculous. I don't understand that. It's like if you put it on another system, you gotta charge for it, which is bullshit. You don't charge for the Wii version.
Yeah, for real. What's their logic?
Well, actually, to be fair, they do this game that's coming out on the 360 is actually a PC game that they do charge a subscription for in Japan.
Yeah.
And actually, they do charge a subscription fee for the Wii version in Japan, I believe.
Yes. What a way to start enticing people. A game on a new console that's, you know, well, not a new console, but you know what I'm trying to get at.
No,
that's
I
not
gotcha.
A way to get people to play your game, considering if it's on the 360, you're already paying $50 a year. You don't want another fucking fee.
Yeah, because it worked so well for Phantasy Star.
Oh, yeah. Everybody paid to play
that. When they went to the monthly subscription model.
No, that is not a way to get people to play your game. That is not a good start.
So I totally agree.
When during the conference do you think Sony's going to sneak in PlayStation Network Plus?
That's a good question. I'd say probably they'll bury it in the middle.
During their awesome presentation of sales that we see every year.
They'll put it in between a Killzone and Infamous 2 sandwich.
What they'll do is they'll do a Little Big Planet 2 presentation of it.
Here's what you can buy with $10 a month, and you get free this and this and this and this, but you don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to. But you won't get this, right. And you won't get that.
But, I mean, once again, to be fair, at least they're still not charging for online.
No, that's fine, but if they charge for cross-game chat, I call BS.
Yep.
After all of this stuff about talking about how they can do everything for free, and Microsoft can't, and then you can't do this one thing, at least Microsoft is like saying, okay, well, you get this, you know.
But they I agree with that to a point, but also on that note, to me, if I'm going to have to pay for one thing or another, I'd rather pass up cross-game chat and get free online play.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about that. I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing the fact that they said they could do it, and they would. They said they were going to add it for free.
Right.
And now they're not. If that happens, that's what I'd be upset about.
Agreed.
So, you know, that's crap. I would be pissed about that. And I won't pay for it. I won't pay $120 a year for something I don't need. I pay for Xbox Live because I do need it. I like to play online.
Most definitely.
You know, if PlayStation Network, you know, took it to the point where I did have to pay to play online, I probably would have to do it. I mean, you know, as much as I don't play my PS3 online that much, I still like to be able to do it.
Right.
Xbox Live, I have to have it. I love it. I think it's great. I don't think that it's really that expensive at, what, like $3 a month or whatever it is.
Right.
But $120 a year, $10 a month, that starts getting a little expensive.
No. You are correct.
Especially if you're going to take away something that you had for free.
And my whole thing with that is, if that's the actual fee, if that turns out to be $10 a month, well, then they've already lost. They're continuing to lose this price war with Microsoft, because Microsoft, that monthly fees is $5. So, if they're going to start charging, they better rethink the pricing structure if they're going to compete with Microsoft. So, $10, $120 a year, woo, that's a little steep if they're going to compete.
We shall see. Come, Jason will be there on the floor to talk about it.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
He'll be there rubbing elbows with all the famous people.
Indeed.
So, anything outside of the big three that you guys think is going to show up that you're...
I'm super excited about Red Faction Armageddon.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
So, another game that we can play online for 5 minutes before the community dies?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's not Red Faction's fault. That's the community's fault.
I never said it was Red Faction's fault.
No, I didn't say you did. I'm just saying it's the community's fault.
Right.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I'm just,
Yeah, I am very shocked at how quickly that game died. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's a blast online.
Anything else? Do you hear all the back and forth going on about Beyond Good and Evil 2? Is it canceled? Is it not?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know that they're ever going to tell.
What about when it comes out, if it ever comes out?
I don't, you know.
Do I think they'll tell when it comes out? If it's anything like the last one, no.
They'll just stealth it out, like, hey, this game came out, it was good.
That's probably what will happen.
I just don't see him saying anything about it with everything going on.
Like what? Ubisoft what?
Let's be honest. If you're going to release, assuming next year isn't going to be like this year was, if you're going to release Beyond Good and Evil, you're going to have to release it in the early part of the year. You're not going to release it at the end of this year with Halo Reach, Gears 3.
Gears 3 is next year.
Call of Duty.
Gears 3 is next
year. Gears 3 is early next year.
Yeah. Right.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, you're not going to release it at that time, at least hopefully you're not going to release it then, because otherwise you're sending it out to die like the first one was.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you released it in May this year, it might have died too. Good lord.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. If next year, not like this year. Because this year, the early part of the year was better than the end of most years.
Yeah, no freaking doubt, man. Good Lord. You realize all the games that have come out this year?
No. This year is just by far the best year.
And we haven't even got to the big names yet.
No, we haven't.
It's ridiculous.
I really don't. I mean, I know we haven't seen the big dogs yet at the end of the year, but I really don't see how this can't be the best gaming year of all time.
Agreed.
I think the
I just don't see how it can't happen.
The biggest one outside of this one was 98, which if you go back and think about that, it had, you know, you had Tekken 3, Metal Gear Solid, StarCraft, Banjo-Kazooie. Was it one of the Grand Theft Autos came out that year? I mean, that year was ridiculous.
No, one of the Grand Theft Autos didn't come out that year.
In 98?
Yeah. Unless it was Grand Theft Auto 2.
I'm trying to remember everything that...
No, and it wasn't Grand Theft Auto 2, because Grand Theft Auto 2 was on the Dreamcast as well. I think Grand Theft Auto 1 came out in 96 or 97, and then Grand Theft Auto 2 came out, I believe, in 1999... And then 3 didn't come out until 2001 or 2002.
Well, it was still the biggest year that I can remember.
Right, no. 98 was a huge year.
That was a ridiculous year. So, this year, I mean, even if stuff gets delayed, we've already had a ridiculous year. So, I'm interested because there'll be more games that we don't know about yet that are coming out in the holiday. You know, and we just keep forgetting about games.
Right.
That's the way this year works. Did you already forget that, like, Darksiders came out this year?
Right.
Bayonetta?
Bayonetta came out this year.
Even though, technically, we were already playing it before last year.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't... The game didn't come out until January, so...
Yeah. Technically, it's a January release.
Right.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 came out this year. I mean, it's just... It's a ridiculous year. But, anything else... I'll tell you a big one that hasn't been announced yet that I'm looking forward to. I know it's going to be there. I can feel it in my gut. That's a new Mortal Kombat.
Not Armageddon, but the new HD Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 9.
HD, the new M-rated Mortal Kombat.
Yes, Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah.
It should be called Resurrection.
I don't care what it's
called. It should be called
Mortal Kombat. This one's got blood in it.
Bloodbath.
Yeah, there will be blood. That's what they
should
call it.
Should be called This One's Actually Mortal.
Mortal Kombat Natal.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, God.
Imagine.
It would be cool if you had to mimic the fatalities to get him to do it on screen.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I can see that being on 2020. Children depicting violence, ripping their heads off.
Yeah, that's all the gaming community needs anymore. Where you got...
Yeah.
Stupid people.
Hey,
stupid.
I've actually scheduled a meeting during the E3 show to meet with a gentleman who is involved with OnLive.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, have fun with that.
So you can get us a good scoop on that emerging technology. Don't put it down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get a scoop on that technology.
So evidently he mentioned that somebody was actually playing a streaming version of Borderlands on a iPad. I guess using the OnLive service.
Really?
Well, hoopty damn shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, hoopty do, but still, just the thought of that type of technology, I mean, granted, you know, Borderlands isn't going to be the type of game that you would even want to play on an iPad, but just the fact that it could be done, it lends itself to a lot of possibilities.
Well, here's the number one statement you should always live by. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
That's true.
You know, you can put chocolate on you know, like a Coca-Cola, but that doesn't mean you should.
Ooh, Coca-Cola and chocolate.
That's gross.
That chocolate Coke was good.
All right, never mind.
How about Phil's chocolate?
You can put chocolate on a turd and eat it, but that doesn't mean you should.
There you go.
That hammers the point home.
That really hammers the point home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what that says about the quality, but it really hammers the point home.
I don't know. I'm excited to see what else shows up. I'm just kind of curious where it's going to show up. Does anybody have anything they really want to see like that?
I mean, just the usual suspects.
Killer Instinct.
By the way, isn't I should have added this to my future funneling. Isn't next week when Earthworm Jim comes out on Xbox Live?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is it really?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to pick that one up. That's going to be a must-buy.
I'm going to laugh my ass off.
I want to see what the HD looks like first before I commit to buying it, because I already own it on Super Nintendo, so if it doesn't look that much better, I probably won't buy it.
I've seen in a magazine, I've seen screen comparisons, and it's very significant.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It almost looks like a cartoon. Yeah,
but you know, Earthworm Jim did have a cartoon.
Yes,
unfortunately.
Well, back to E3, I'm
no.
I'm really to see what
Killzone 3.
Infamous 2 is going to.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't care about Killzone 3, but that's just me.
Oh, I want to see what Infamous 2 is going to have in store for us.
Apparently, it takes place in New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
At least that's what I heard.
Huh. There's a joke there, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I'm actually more interested to see what's up with MotorStorm 3. I want to see if they're going to fix up the game and make it better. I love the first two, especially the second one.
Yeah.
That's my big Sony excitement game. I mean, I'm excited about Infamous, but I love MotorStorm. You know what game I'm not excited about, though, surprisingly?
What's that?
Little Big Planet 2.
Yeah.
I think a sequel is the biggest mistake that game has ever made.
Yep.
But that's just my opinion.
I mean, hey. I would normally agree with you. I do think some of the stuff they're adding looks pretty cool, but, I mean, it's not... I'm not as excited about it as I was about the last one, just solely because it's not as... Like, it's not new anymore. You know what
nope.
I mean?
Nope, it's not. I'm very disappointed in the fact that they're doing it, because I figured... If Sony wanted to do the play-create thing with different genres, that's fine. Do them in different games. Kind of like Mod Nation did.
Right.
And Little Big Planet should have lived as its own entity, because you know what's going to happen when the second one comes out? Nobody's playing the first one anymore, and it's crap.
Yep.
Hey, I just thought of a prediction. Hideo Kojima on stage presenting Metal Gear Solid Raiden. Or Ryzen.
Fuck it.
Rising. Yeah, yes. I mean... Yeah, that'll probably happen.
Oh, I got one for you. Just leaked. GoldenEye, Wii, and DS.
Yeah, I already heard about that.
Hey, I don't care. It's on the Wii and DS.
Oh.
And anyway. Apparently not being made by Rare.
Yeah, of course not. It's Activision, so they don't have Rare. Although Activision is publishing Bungie games, so how big is that?
Yeah.
That's another thing I think you'll see, is you may see the new, whatever new IP Bungie's working on.
Well, Jason will be at Activision's party on Monday night.
Yep. I'm sure it's going to be crazy.
You need to get in there and bump elbows with the Bungie guys.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do a little bit of dancing by myself.
Dancing with myself. Dancing with myself. Anyway, we need to move on to the tweets. That kind of wraps up our E3 predictions. GambusCon will be back after the show to give his full run. I think we should just do a whole show for him. Because you know he's going to spend the whole 2 hours talking about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, hopefully the folks going down there will do a separate show.
Yes, you guys need to do a show while you're out there.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be nice.
So that's something to look forward to. If you want to if you want Gambus to take a look at anything, make sure you shoot him an email. He is booked, so don't expect him to be running all over the floor for you.
Yeah, if you have any questions.
Yes. Definitely, because Gambus is going to be he's going to be getting around. Getting around the show floor.
It's going to be getting around.
We're getting around. So, but yeah, the show's due up on the 13th. We got one more show before then, so should be exciting.
Mm.
But now we will move on to the tweets.
To the tweets.
Tweets all for right, today.
Let me pull this Izzle.
Yeah, one second. Gangster fight over there.
All right. I think this one came in just after our show last week. So stop me if I already read it.
Stop me if you heard it.
Jay Marungo says, I need a new rock band now.
Really? Well, guess what? It's coming.
You're going to get one soon.
Yeah, and I can't believe you need one. Good lord, yeah. Man. There's like 50 of them out there.
D. Huff says, I hope I say his name every week. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I hope he'll correct me if I'm not. D. Huff says, any of you guys have Mod Nation?
Yes. I got the Mod Nation Racer.
I do not.
I need to play it more. I really meant to, and then I kind of just got lost.
Yeah. Anybody else?
No, I don't think anybody else had it. Hey, look.
We got Follow Fridays from both H Dogger and D Huff, so thank you for that. Chuck Bartowski 1 says, I'm in Pokemon Overload mode. I marathoned the entire first season of Pokemon, 82 episodes in 1 or 2 weeks.
Holy shit, how did your brain not fry?
Yeah, that takes a level of talent and commitment I'm not familiar with.
That takes a special kind of person.
Key134 says, you know what sucks? Having to do housework every day of the summer because I'm not allowed to play games during the day.
Oh.
That
dude,
sucks.
I would punch a unicorn in the chest.
That does suck. Squeezed He brings back one of my favorite internet memes of all time by saying, badger, 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 badger. If you don't know about badger, 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 you should look it up.
Oh, badger.
Squallsoft says, sup kids, I was wondering, do your respective significant others ever give you crap for playing too many games? No.
No, not really. Anybody else?
No.
No? How about you, Gambus?
The girl I've been seeing, she's all cool about it.
She's all cool about it? She doesn't tell you you're a nerd?
Nerd. She likes my nerdy self.
I'll bet she does.
Yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
D Huff says, is there a Demon Souls game guide or a website to help me understand?
Yes, there is a monster strategy guide out there.
Yeah, and GameFAQs is a great place to go. Game FAQs, great place to go. I'll tell you, though, the easiest way to understand Demon Souls is to just sit down and understand that for the next however many hours you plan on putting into Demon Souls, you are going to be punished.
Yeah, that's about right.
Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, what is up with those Xbox 360 cases with the big round holes in them? Isn't its purpose to protect my discs?
No, its purpose is to save the environment. Those are eco cases.
Which is lame. I hate the eco cases.
I hate them too.
Yeah.
Eco case for the loss.
Agreed. D-Huff says, Vanquish, your thoughts.
Did you watch the in-game trailer?
I have not seen it now.
I don't know what to think of it, because it looks almost like a horizontal shooter with Gears of War, if you can imagine that.
Really?
It's weird. It's like really fast, and you go from cover to cover, and it's really action-packed. So I don't know what to think of it yet. I'm interested because it's made by Mikami. So
yeah, Platinum Games.
Yeah, so I'm interested.
I'm stoked. The pictures I've seen of it look amazing.
Well, I can tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
I can tell you that Kat is getting a exclusive hands-on with it at E3. So
nice.
half hour gameplay session of Vanquish. So she will let you know.
Wow.
And he wants to know if it would be good for first-person shooter players who could care less about Japanese art style and gameplay.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. One that Kat will have to answer once she comes back.
Yeah, because I don't know much about it yet. That first gameplay trailer was the first thing that showed up for it, so.
He also goes on to say, how is Chess with Benefits going for Gambus Con?
Checkmate, bitch.
I think I'm being whooped, man. I have 4 games going on at the same time, and I think only one of them am I actually doing decent.
Better step up your game, son.
Yeah, better step up your game.
Yeah.
And then he also asks if everyone is geared for Transformer WFC.
Actually, I am, because I love the last one. So
I am, too. The gameplay footage I've seen of it looks, I mean, on a visual level, looks awesome.
I love the last one. I'm so disappointed nobody bought it and played online, because they had that downloadable pack where you could play as the Generation 1 skins.
Yeah.
And that last game was really fun. I still own it, so I'm hyped for it.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
Mouse0000 says, can't wait for E3, but exams are first. So boo on your exams, yay on some awesome E3-ness.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
Jay Borsick says, hey guys, anyone up for a game night this Friday? Also, better make next week's show good, as I will need to be entertained when I drive down to see my girlfriend.
Hello, are we not entertaining every week?
No.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I don't know about the game.
Yeah, I won't be here next week. So
yeah, you won't be playing games for a while now.
No. So and then D Huff says, I assume he's apologizing for all the questions, but he says, I'm sorry, just saw you wanted tweets and I'm stuck in a car listening to Gambas talk about being in a chess community. No, we never mind. Repeat tweets. We don't care.
Tweet it up, son.
Shotcaller 33 says, what it do, N4G crew? Do you guys think there will be any sleeper games that will do well this year?
Sleeper games. I'm trying to think. I can't pull one out of my ass right now.
Yeah, I can't really think of any sleeper games right now.
I mean, you know, the Nintendo DS is kind of, I don't know, DS this year seems to be kind of not as, they haven't been putting out as many games this year as, like, last year, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, we've gotten the new Pokemon and, I think Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey came out this year, and that's pretty much about it. In terms of DS games, and I remember this time last year, I've already had like 6 or 7 games in the first half of 2009, and it seems like there's only like 2 games that I even really had any interest in so far this year.
I don't really know. I don't have any sleeper hit games. Everything was kind of anticipated.
I can't really think of any sleepers.
I don't know. I'm hoping that Capcom announces some more retro remakes.
There you go, I guess.
Yeah, I got anything else? K-Dub?
I got nothing over here.
Yeah, I got nothing. I think the closest thing you would get to that would be Just Cause, but it wasn't really a sleeper.
Right.
It was kind of advertised a lot, but it was the only game that nobody thought was going to be as good as it was.
Right.
So...
any games that you know of coming out in the next few months?
No, everybody expects Crackdown to rock.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the first Crackdown was a sleeper hit, but...
yeah, the second one, not so much.
Not so much.
Wow. No.
Blur might end up being a sleeper hit.
It's possible, but I don't know that it'll be that big.
Right.
It just depends. It's hard this year, because a lot of the games, Darksiders would have been one, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't think it really did all that well, unfortunately.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know. There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
I don't have anything.
All right, Jerkstore81 says, which, by the way, great username, because the Jerkstore called and they said they were all out of you. was there ever a game that you were sold on by the good reviews and you bought it, and then you were disappointed after playing it? He says his was Oblivion.
Killzone.
Mm.
Killzone 2, actually.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I think Black.
Dude, Black was terrible. Well, it wasn't terrible, but I was like, really? This game's only like 2 hours
long?
Black
is one of those games that's gotten overhyped through the years. see, a game that got really good reviews that I bought and thought was crap. I can't really think of any, to be honest.
I'm still pissed about Killzone, because everybody talked about how great it was, and I played it, and I'm like, I really don't like this. The second,
you know, Alan Wake is kind of teetering for me when you say something like that, because the reviews have been given it stellar. I mean, it's a good game, but not as good as everyone's making it out to be.
Well, it has been a little better, because it's not getting, like, 9s and 9.5s, though. It's only getting 8s.
Well, still, it's so. Just... Yeah. That's why I said it's teetering.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't. I mean, I honestly can't think of any.
What questions that make you think need to be put in the forum?
Yeah, but just doing good, because we pull up at the same amount of time there, and you're like, hey, okay, well, I can't think of it now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because usually, I don't know if some of you look at them in prior, like a couple, you know, when you first see that they put a question in, I go look at it.
Yeah, I do. I do that every now and then. It just
depends. So I'm just saying, if we all do that, then maybe.
Oh, I got one.
More time to think about it.
Fallout 3.
Fallout 3. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you and I are in disagreement on that front.
I think me and almost everybody are in disagreement. I thought that game was fucking terrible.
Yeah, you and I are in disagreement on that.
What the fuck is that? Apparently nobody wants to fess up to it.
It definitely wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
What are you hearing?
Yeah, it sounded like somebody was rattling a chip bag or something.
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay, everybody's not copping to it. Right, whatever.
Well, I assure you that it was not me.
Alright. Hey, I'll go back to the game I was talking about earlier, Fable. Yeah, I can suck it. I was disappointed in that game.
See, I think I must just... I think I just have a higher tolerance for games than some people have.
Oh, I definitely have a higher tolerance for games. I just... there's just some stuff I don't enjoy. I mean, for God's sakes, I liked Alone in the Dark.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't think it's a 9. So don't take me the wrong way.
Right. All right, well, moving on. Altus has a couple for us. Killzone 3 or Crysis 2, which one gives you the bigger hard-on to play?
Well, I think I just answered that question. It's Crysis 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll agree.
I don't know. I think I'm in a disagreement with you, gentlemen. I'm more looking forward to Killzone 3.
Well, you liked 2 a lot, didn't you?
I'll put 2 this way. I did not care for the single-player campaign. I thought it was pretty crap, even though it looked amazing the whole time. Single player campaign, didn't care for it, didn't care for any of the characters, just thought it was kind of...
Yeah, the single player campaign was really boring to me. I did like the multiplayer, though, Killzone.
Yes.
You mean the profanity-laden reason to jump from one guy to the next?
Well,
that was the campaign, right?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that was the campaign.
Fuck this in your mother. Let's shoot this guy.
I love the multiplayer in Killzone. I thought it was great. And, you know, after that patch, the controls felt better. And I got used to it, and I really enjoyed myself on the multiplayer because, you know, you had the mode where the objective was always changing. Like, it would be...
Right.
It'd be, like, team deathmatch for, like, few minutes, and then after that it would be capture the flag, and then after that it'd be something else, and I thought it was really fun. I really enjoyed it as a multiplayer game.
That's all that matters.
And then granted, the pictures of Killzone 3, I mean, they pretty much look more the same, but, you know, throw in a jetpack or whatever and have yourself a time.
Whatever floats your boat, son.
That's just how I look at it. I think it's going to be pretty good. And the thing is, Crysis, I've never played a Crysis game, so...
I haven't either, yeah. But I actually think 2 looks phenomenal. Not just, like, the way it looks, but I think the entire kind of mechanic behind it looks really great.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember reading about it for a long time, it does seem like it'll be a pretty good game. It's just I haven't played the first one, and I don't really have a basis to really, you know, express, you know, whether I'm for or against Crysis.
Right.
So. There you go.
Next he says, wow, Vanquish looks cool. Sadly, its voice acting is going to be as dumb as the story seems to be.
Probably.
And then he also posted the picture that you guys commented on earlier. H-Dogger says, well, we already answered this one. Which is better, Blur or Split Second? So we already answered that. And then he says, which is better, Baby Monkeys or Penguins?
Damn it.
I'm going to go with Penguins.
Oh, my God, that's a tough one.
You know, I'm a fan of the Penguin.
I love Penguins, so I have to go with Penguins.
I'm a fan of the Majestic Penguin as well.
There's just something about a penguin.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Killer Wolverine, are you still there?
I don't know. I don't think I can choose. They're both awesome.
Monkeys and penguins, dude. That's impossible to...
Well, then you should be able to choose this next one, K-Dub. Goatees or mustaches?
I can't grow either.
Goatees! That's
what I prefer, but I think... the Magnum PI mustache is like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be pretty BA to grow a mustache or to have a mustache.
You got
to
be a BAMF.
You got to be a BAMF for sure.
Well, you could be either one of two ways. You could be Tom Selleck mustache, or you could be Freddie Mercury mustache.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Thing is, though, if I grow a mustache, I look myself in the mirror.
You can't take yourself seriously anymore?
No, I have to grow the whole goatee.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with a goatee. And then Fixer says he's going to have to go with Crysis 2 in relation to Altus's comment. And then Fixer says, Zero, is the baby sleeping through the night yet? Just to have a good show.
No.
Not at all.
I get about four hours at a time at night. He'll sleep for about 4 hours.
That's not too bad.
No, that's not too bad.
He was sleeping 3 hours the last time I talked to you, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, they say sleeping through the night, though, is actually 5 hours. So take that for what
you will. So he's getting
close. I'm getting there.
We'll see what else we got. John W. UK says, hi, guys. Hope you're all well. Thanks, John. Hope you are, too.
Indeed.
And he says, have a good podcast. Gray F34 says, hey, who do you think has to have the best E3 showing, Sony, Nintendo, or Microsoft? So that's different than what we talked about. As far as who do you think has to have the best?
Microsoft.
I am in agreement.
I think they have the most to prove.
I think I agree as well. Yeah.
And just to make that a little more specific, I think Natal has to have a great showing.
Yeah, it needs to do something to justify a $150 price tag, if that indeed is what it costs.
Yeah, I hope they unveil a killer app that we have not seen yet that takes everybody by storm.
We'll find out in a couple weeks.
Yep. Agreed. Or less than in a week.
Yes, in a week.
A little over a week, yeah. Holy crap. It's upon us! Ah!
It has begun!
Yes. That's
like a 1930s version.
I'm more like a chicken fucking.
What?
Never mind, just go on to the next one.
Okay, the next one is DizLowboy. This is a good question, actually. Says, how do you decide when you've played enough of a game to give it a full review?
Well, that totally depends on the game.
Yeah.
That's,
Yeah. I mean, for shorter story games, I like to try and beat it, if possible, before I review it.
Mm-hmm.
For games like, for longer open world games, if you can beat the main story, that's probably for the best.
even if not, I feel like for most games that you can't beat quickly, you at least have to play enough of the game that you have a feel for everything the game has to offer.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Right. You need to play every single different type of thing. And the thing is, with games that are like 150 hours long, there's no way you could play all of that.
Right.
When they give you like a day to review the game.
Right. But, you know, you just got to judge your... I mean, it really just depends. It's hard to describe. You just have to judge while you're playing it whether or not you feel like you have a good enough handle on the game as a whole that you can break it down. So, that's my opinion on it. How about you, K-Dub? What do you think?
Oh, no, I was just going to say I agree. Play enough to get the gist of it. Try to get every aspect of the game. You know, if that's multiplayer, play multiplayer. Competitive, play the competitive. Just enough to get the gist of it. Write your review. Because, I mean, games like Red Dead Redemption, that won't take you too long to get the gist of it. So the focus there was multiplayer. So just enough to get the gist of the game and go from there.
And then Che Morongo says, I bet I'm late. You're not late. Actually,
you made it on.
Yep, you just made it. So that's all the tweets we have. As usual, if you're not following us, follow us at N4G Podcast. You can also follow us all individually at Killer Wolverine, at ZTGD, at Gambus Khan, and at R. Wombold.
All right, Gambus, do you have anything before we get out of here? My son just came in and told me I had to go.
Yeah,
because he's hungry.
Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, please do.
Much appreciative. And I got a few shout-outs. Shout-out the Evolve Gaming Podcast. A shout-out to the Pink and Deadly Podcast. A shout-out to the Red Sun Gaming Podcast. And a shout-out to the Front Toward Gamer Podcast.
As always, Gambus, our podcast ambassador.
Indeed he is. Is that it? Is that everybody?
Also, one more shout-out.
Shout it, son.
One more shout-out. There's this short 3-minute video on YouTube called Street Fighter Legacy. Has anybody
seen it? Yes. Yeah. I have seen it.
Well, I sent the director of it a message, and he said he would be willing to appear on our show.
Oh, wow.
There you go. We'll have to bring him on.
Yeah, so...
Great. I really enjoyed what I saw of that. I'd love to see him make a full-fledged movie.
Yeah, he...
With a big budget.
He told me that he has plans to expand what he's already made. And I'm excited because have you seen it, Zero?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's not too long. It's only about three and a half minutes, like just under 4 minutes long. It's a scene basically of Ken and Ryu fighting, but it's one of the coolest things ever because it kind of approaches it does approach the material in kind of a serious theatrical manner. It's almost like you could imagine the scene being from an actual movie and it being an actual good Street Fighter movie.
Right.
So,
and you can definitely tell, I mean, you can definitely tell that if he had a bigger budget, he would be able to make a pretty good Street Fighter movie.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yep.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to set that up when you get back.
Yeah. Everybody who's listening, check out the video Street Fighter Legacy on YouTube. If you're a fan of Street Fighter, I guarantee you won't be disappointed, other than the fact that you'll be wanting more.
Alrighty. Is that it?
Yes.
I think that's it.
Alright, so Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind to get us out of here.
Alrighty then.
She is a natural.